The holiday season is upon us, and it's time for one of my favorite shows of the year. The Studio Collection Holiday Sale takes place on Saturday, November 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Harmony Lodge in Spring Grove Village at 646 East Epworth. This is the 22nd year for the annual Studio Holiday Collection, which is always held the Saturday before Thanksgiving. The holiday sale features an eclectic mix of crafts by, this year, 12 women artists, and we're going to learn more about it from my guests, who include Margaret Ryan, who is a handmade paper artist, Terry Kern, who creates fine art ceramics and jewelry, and Pat Statzer, who fashions contemporary dolls and quilts. I also do not want to fail to mention that these same artists create a beautiful and tasty buffet of cookies and canapés, yet another reason not to miss this wonderful Studio Collection and holiday sale. And welcome to you all.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Thank you, Barbara.
Margaret, let's begin with you because this Studio Collection began with you, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, tell us briefly, if you would, what goes into making paper and what you then make with the paper you've made.
I've been making paper for almost 30 years, and I make it primarily using cotton, sometimes linen, sometimes abaca banana plant, sometimes kozo, which is paper that you would think of in terms of a Japanese or Chinese type of thinner paper. This summer, I also made some with the different plants that grow in my yard. I invited a lot of friends who had an interest in plants or paper making over. It was a big joint session of cooking, pounding, cutting, forming, and making the sheets of paper. It was really wonderful. We made paper with iris leaves, plants from my pond, passion flower vine, straw. Just about anything can become some sort of paper. These papers could be used for collages, for making books. I'm also a collage artist in my own right. In addition to making novelty papers, I create images using fabrics and other types of papers to create landscapes or figurative art as well.
Portraits, literally.
Portraits. Yeah, sometimes I've done portraits where every part of the image is made from a plant material.
Terry, let's go to you because your ceramics are so vibrantly colored. They make me happy just to look at them. So tell us a bit about your creations, please.
Sure. Well, I throw pieces on the wheel. Sometimes I hand build them, and I do a variety of pieces, shot glasses with the name of the cocktail on one side and the recipe on the back. Those are black and white, and those are really fun. I do platters and vessels. All of my pieces are narrative. So after I throw them on the wheel and let them dry all the way, I do my painting with underglaze. And I always describe underglaze as like a watercolor for clay. Every layer that's painted on is translucent. So to build up the quality of the color to get those bright colors that you mentioned, it requires many layers, sometimes 10, 15, and up to 20 in some areas to get that rich color. Then I outline everything with black, and that's when the storytelling begins. I have a variety of images, trees and rabbits and dogs and birds, and they all represent a larger concept or something that's really important to me. So you can appreciate the pieces just for the beautiful narrative quality, or you can talk to me and find out the deeper meaning.
Well, you also do jewelry, yes?
Yes, I do. I love to do jewelry. It's one of the only things I can get done in a day. So I will work out a lot of times new color palettes, ideas with jewelry. And right now, something that I love to make are tiny little miniature clay pencils, and I turn those into earrings and necklaces.
I'm interested to explore a little bit more this idea of narrative in your work. So I know, because I've seen these gorgeous larger pieces, platters, bowls that you do. Give us an idea of what the narrative might be in one of those.
Sure. I do a lot of trees. For me, trees represent the idea of compromise. When you think of a tree, it blows in these strong winds and it still manages to stay rooted. And being a fan of compromise, I think strength comes from compromise. A lot of my pieces are about relationships, my relationships with my mom, my sisters, my husband. Leaves represent the idea of change and growth. When you think of the change of the seasons and how the falling leaves end up decaying and nurturing the roots of that tree, which is compromise. Dogs represent the idea of loyalty and steadfastness. Birds represent myself and the other women in my life because I think of birds as being these powerful creatures. They can fly. They can live in many different environments. They're smart. And they're beautiful, both colorful and, with some birds, the subtle beauty that you don't see at first glance. But if you live with them and observe them over time, you see the real beauty in the subtlety of the color palette of their feathers. So those are the kind of ideas behind the narratives that I paint on my pieces.
Fascinating, this metaphoric aspect of your work. Back to relationships, you have also been involved with a Sister City project, yes?
Yes, I've been involved in several Sister City programs since about the year 2000. Jan Brownchecko, who's also a local artist, has been someone that I've worked with. She spearheads a lot of these art projects. And in this last one that I've done, Beth Tu Hoffman, who's, I think she's the head of the Sinlu Sister City group, she wanted to celebrate the relationship that's been between Cincinnati and Luzhou in China. We've had a really great relationship, and she commissioned Jan to find four Cincinnati artists to create sculptural lanterns that are going to be permanently installed in Friendship Park, Friendship Garden in Lantan Park in Luzhou. And we've worked on that project for about a year. There were four local artists, Nancy Hopkins, Karen Heil, Jan Brownchecko, and myself. And we each got an animal to represent. And Jan represented the genius of water, the fountain down on Fountain Square. So we created these beautiful sculptures with cutouts, and they will have light fixtures on the inside. And so when they're installed in the park at night, the light fixture will come on and there'll be these beautiful Chinese lanterns. Our Chinese partners also did three sculptures as well. So we're looking forward to those being permanently installed, I think, next year.
Pat, I know because I have a wonderful, whimsical angel hanging in my house right now that you do amazing things with fabrics. So give us an idea of the range of things that you create from fabric and from quilting.
Well, I started as a quilter and had fabric left, so I thought I'll try to make a doll. This has been about 20 years ago, and I just made it with no pattern. I just made it up as I do my quilts. And then I had fabric left, so I made cards with fabric sewn right to the cardstock. So I do purses, I do scarves, I hand dye scarves using silk men's neckties. The dolls, I used to make them very large and they got a little bit smaller and then they were kind of plain. And so I just started embroidering quotes on their body and they sold pretty quickly. And I thought, okay, I might be onto something. So I had a book that I'd been keeping for 30 years that was full of quotes from t-shirts and bumper stickers wherever I'd find something that appealed to me. I wrote it down, so I dug that book out and started embroidering on the body of the dolls.
And speaking of embroidery, I understand that you, I guess it's this past year, you've kept an embroidered diary?
Yes. I like to journal. I write every day what happened that day, just basic, like going to the grocery and how much I spent or what the price of gas was and what the weather was. So I'm not very good with paper, but I am good with the needle and thread. So I cut a 5-inch square of fabric and sewed 6 or 8 pieces to that square and then left a couple of the spaces with plain fabric that I could embroider on. And I made one every day and heavily embellished them with all of this stuff that I have laying around, buttons and beads. And then I sewed 7 together to represent a week. So I have 52 of those strips. And they're fun to look at. They tell my story. So I'll have some of those at the show. They're not for sale, but they're there for looking at.
So you three are three of the artists who will be there. And Terry, there are several other folks who will be there. Tell us who else will be there for us to see.
Sure. I think one of the most wonderful things about our show is the breadth and depth of artistic expression that anyone who comes to the show will see. We have a wide variety of media, price points, subject matter. So let me just kind of tell you a little bit about some of those people. Judy Dominic is going to be there. She does amazing natural dyed scarves and clothing, and she also does a really cool basket. So if you're looking for a little something to wear, you can go up onto the stage where her space is located and try on some wonderful things. Right next to her is Lisa Englert, and she's really interesting. She's an architect turned jewelry designer, and she does amazing handmade glass bead jewelry, anything from very simple earrings to beautifully embellished sculptural necklaces. As you come down through the show, you'll see other things. There's Renee Harris. She used to do a lot of felted work, embroidery work, and now she's subtly changing and evolving, and she's doing these amazing drawings and sculptural houses with images on them, mixed media. And that's one of the things I love about our show is the artists evolve over time. We've been doing this show for 22 years, and the art just keeps evolving. So you go every year and you see something new. Pam Cordy, recently retired professor from Mount St. Joe, does these amazing functional and sculptural porcelain vessels, trays, platters, very inspired by nature. So you can find wonderful little dishes that function as well as these beautiful vessels that are sculptural and remind you of something you might have just plucked from your garden. We also have Mary Mark. Printmaking was her main media. And what I love about her narrative oil pastels is that she's taken her composition and her design quality from her prints, and she's now applying it to these beautiful pastels, which talk about everyday life. They feature people and nature and animals. And it's just a really great thing to go into her booth and see the expression in her pieces. Someone we're welcoming back to the show this year who was a core member, Susan Naylor. She does these amazing pieces of jewelry. She takes all different kinds of marbled paper and different kinds of paper texture. She cuts them out and she weaves them together, creating these beautiful small tapestries. And she then covers those with resin and turns them into pins, necklaces, and earrings. We also have Sarah Pierce. She does these really cool collages. She has prints and cards. One of the things I love about her work is they have this sense of humor. She uses words. As you may know, Sarah is a writer. So she uses words a lot in her images, and words inspire the pieces that she ends up creating. We have also Ursula Roma. She has amazing things. She does metal art, paintings, and prints. And one of the things I love about her metal pieces is she does these very strong designs in black and white. And then those are turned into these amazing metal pieces that you can hang on the wall. I know that people have also commissioned her to do benches and gates. So when you come to our show, like I said, there's this amazing, not only quality, but something literally for every taste and every price point. And one of my favorite things about our show is when you walk in, Jennifer Gleason, who is a local farmer, well, she's almost local, she's in Maysville, she grows a lot of things. She creates her own handmade soaps and a variety of really lovely fragrances. She also does jams, jellies, mustards, and you can actually taste samples of those when you come into the show. So you're getting not only art, but the art of food as well. And that's one of the things that I think makes our show so unique and such a tradition for people to come to every year.
It's just wonderful to be with all of you tonight, and I can't wait to see you all again at the Studio Collection sale itself. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
I've been talking with Margaret Rhine, Terry Kern, and Pat Statzer about the Studio Collection holiday sale featuring 12 artists and their work at Harmony Lodge at 646 East Epworth in Spring Grove Village, Saturday, November 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.